We're going to start working on some planting progress information with another report coming out this afternoon. How much is the market weighing on this pre-report information? You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Sam Hudson's joining us today. He is with Corn Belt Marketing. And whereas my neck of the woods, Sam, did not receive any rain over the weekend, you guys in the eastern Corn Belt got a decent shower, which is good for this crop that's already in the ground or those waiting to get in.
Yeah, we did. And it's good timing, Susan, too. You know, we were kind of waiting around here on soil temperatures for more corn planting. We'd seen guys get in and get a pretty good start on the beans. But now that we've got not only a good shot of moisture in that time frame, we're seeing temperatures warm up. We're getting into the low mid-80s today, which will be the highest for the year, at least so far. And then I think it's going to get this early planted stuff up and going. And, you know, as long as it looks good, I think that's what we're seeing reflected in the market. I don't know exactly what the number will be this afternoon or if it matters a whole heck of a lot, but just the perception and idea that it's taking place and, you know, no major complaints out there to this point is probably creating that.
Well, how much of this waiting on the moisture now, are we going to start to see more of a weather-related type of market feel with tariffs just kind of sitting in the background?
Yeah, well, I think that's exactly what's going to happen here, at least for the short term. You know, you and I were talking off the air before this about just whether or not we are talking to China, whether we're not. Throughout that uncertainty, the assumption is probably going to be no. And so this offers a little bit of fundamental trading activity for us. If we start to see anyone get into any sort of a pickle as far as getting delayed, then you could start to see a bit of concern. But for now, enough areas getting put in. And flooding in the southeast Corn Belt is certainly going to delay that, but it's not late enough yet for anyone to really get worried. And quite honestly, a lot of the comments I've been hearing is, Iowa, you know, by this time next week, we could be talking about them being a little bit behind with the precipitation they've had and continued cool temperatures. Those soil temperatures are, just now starting to levitate, and that's been kind of a concern getting things going here. And we know we need a good crop, so we want those good conditions.
How much of an outside influence as we look at what's going on in the dollar, what's happening in the stock market, do you see that being a pressuring factor this week for the markets?
It's possible. I think it's going to create more noise than anything. I don't think that we're going to have necessarily, unless we see confirmation that we're definitely, you know, all bets off with China or all bets on one way or the other, I don't know that you're going to see as much turmoil as what we had seen, you know, 2-3 weeks ago. When all this was, you know, really getting juiced up. And so, markets kind of become immune or numb to it, I would say. And until we get some more concrete information, I think we're going to kind of just continue to cast that aside and look at our fundamentals that we normally do each year as we get into, you know, late half of spring here and into early summer.
What about from a livestock perspective? I mean, we had decent cash movement on Friday.
It did. It's a pretty, you know, impressive prices too. So depending on if that follows through again this week and depending on what kind of volume gets done, generally some optimism, at least coming into the week. You had that April contract, which, I mean, heck, it, is going to be going off the board here soon enough. Reached a new high today, traded all the way up almost to 216, 215.95. So kind of converging with some of those cash numbers that we're seeing. And that lends, a bit of debate on where June and even August need to be here as we go into those summer months.
What about for hogs? I mean, they've been kind of just wish-washing. Today we're on a mixed type of feel.
Yeah, but heck of a run, though, they've had since, 2-3 weeks ago compared to, most of the other markets that we talk about. We saw a period of time for about a month there, pretty much the entire month of March, where we just went sideways and didn't really have a lot of conviction. It seemed like we were up $2 one day, down $2 the next. And after re-challenging those lows that we saw middle of August last year, the market's finally found some footing. We've gotten all the way back above major moving averages again, including the 100-day and that June contract. And as long as you can hold support levels on breaks and we don't see any major economic concerns via some of these headlines, as long as that market stays above 98, there's a chance you could go back and retest those highs again if you put some confidence into things.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much, Sam. Sam Hudson joining us today. He is with Corn Belt Marketing. That's a look to the trade. You're listening to the American Ag Network.